Okay, this is the Shedcast.
Part two.
Yeah.
Exciting. And you know what we're going to play now? We're going to play The Colour Turning, Good Hands, Bad Blood. And we're going to play a track called Slowest Passing Cars. And it is as slow as a passing car, albeit one in a traffic.
Yeah, we'll be back in about a week.
An hour. All right, see you later. say something, Damien. You seem to have a lot of upside-down moustaches in your life here. Otherwise, oh no, not even upside-down ones. I think they might be upside-down birds or bats. Otherwise, I can see a bull's head, a dancing Odin figure, maybe a gnome, who's jumping over a man riding a sheep.
We're here on Incendiary, we've got live tea readings.
The
colour turning with slowest passing cars, and they're signed to Scott Whelan's label, Soft Drive Records, and, well, let's face it, that kicks seven bells out of anything that Scott Whelan's done himself, so at least he started doing something good for the music industry.
Handlebar moustaches, I thought. Sorry, carry on.
Okay, you can find out more about them, if you like, on thecolourturning.com, and that's colour as in the American spelling without the U. Softdriverecords.com, and, that, believe it or not, is the opening track on their debut album, so they... Those guys are big.
Do you like Billy Childish? We better carry on. Enough tea leaves. We're going to crack on with a band called David Cronenberg's Wife. They've got an album out in November called Hypnagogues, and of course, being in Incendiary, we reviewed it early, because that's, what we like. They have an excellent album before this. I think it's called Bluebeard's Beard or Blackbeard's Beard or Blackbeard's Room or something. I can't remember exactly.
Blackbeard's Handlebar.
Oh, it could have been something like that. But they're on a Blang, www.blang.co.uk, and this is a track called Sweden.
Maybe I should settle down. Move to the mists of Sweden, where the many lamps lit in high windows hinted carpeted rooms, with slim girls eating Spanish cake and crying over Ingmar Bergman films. So I'd hug them and tell them they're alive. It's not so bad. If only I could live in an episode of Ideal Homes or Treasure Hunt with Annabelle Croft, life would be simpler then. Fish oils. I go into pubs and order pints of it. Still feel fucking awful, though now I'm gonna live until I'm 124. Our mouths are like two magnets, well, two North Poles. So I told her I was telegonophobic, knowing she would look it up. But what can you do if you can only raise a smile? My troubles with women. Well, as Mark said,
ich wurde die einen Kuba gehören wollen, der mich als Mitglied haben will.
Oxytocin is released into the bloodstream during sex, creating a feeling of a bond between the two lovemakers. It's a chemical body trap. Run for your lives, Sweden. Song. She's been going to
was David Cronenberg's wife, and that was a track called Sweden off their forthcoming album, which I don't think is out until November, as we've said, called Hypnagogues.
Didn't sound like David Cronenberg.
No, it didn't actually. I don't think
it sounded like a boy.
It did, and do you think
it was very good though?
It was very good, and I hope for his sake he wasn't eating those cheese tubes we'd had earlier, because they're not a bit funny. But hey, guess what? We're able to make a link. How exciting is
Norway?
Sorry. Okay, this is...
Close enough, though.
Well,
Durban.
Yeah, well, this is it. And they were once a link, history fans. This is an album called Ava and the Heartmaker, entitled Let's Keep This Up Forever. I beg your pardon. I was about to say that. It's a bit worrying, is that... And this is a song called Let's Hit the Road, Jack, and this is on Sony Music. So
not to be confused with Hit the Road, Jack.
No, you're right.
There's an important let's.
I'm worried about this moustache thing. We'll talk about this during the
podcast. What about the bull's head?
No, don't talk to me about that.
Let's hit the road, Jack, just you and me. All the places we can go to, there's so much I wanna see. Never been to Tokyo, never been to Peru. So let's sail around the world, cause there's so much I wanna do.
Well, my goodness, that must be the most mainstream record I've ever played on our Shedcast, but a fine record nonetheless, I think, actually.
Great big wallop of sugar.
Wallop of sugary pop. And actually, we're going to carry on that pop-tastic theme now, aren't
we? Yeah, the Heartmaker, they're on Sony Records. You can find them all over the place.
I'm sure you will.
Yeah, but we're going to continue with this big sugar rush and run over to what I consider the good part of the raconteurs mixture. And Mr. Brendan Benson has a new album back
out. Like Brendan.
He creates some good quality pop songs. This is a song that really would not work in anybody else's hands. It's part disco, part ballad,
part
it's all bonkers
things. You're going to have to tune into the Magic Radio, David. It's exciting, is it? It's just like the Magic Roundabout. You know that thing when Dougal used to like put his paw into the water, or is that someone else? It's lovely and cosy in the shed. The cat's been banished to the corner. I've read Damien's tea leaves. We've eaten some cheese cubes. And then we're listening to some sort of Motown-inspired pop, which actually works beautifully. It's one of those sort of things that... It's a sort of genre that you wouldn't hear nowadays, isn't it, really?
Yeah,
tempo, soul...
It's one of those... Like I say, most people would try something like that and really spectacularly fuck it up.
Yeah.
But he can do it.
He can
just
pull that off,
He's brilliant. I really like him. There's not many kind of what people would like to bracket as indie acts that can really do pop, bubble, like proper bubblegum pop stuff like that.
Could you just say that word again?
Yeah, I think I meant bubble gum.
Yeah, actually. And some cheese cubes. Again, they're coming back at you. We found some extra pictures of the cheese cube. There's someone shaking hands and having a drink on one of them. We don't know why.
There's also two people in what look like to be a shop. It must be a cheese shop. But they're waving saucers at each other, which I don't understand.
Why has that damn cow got cheese earrings? Anyway. Let's leave it at that. Brendan Benson is
BrendanBenson.com, and he's on V2 over in Europe. God knows what he's on in America.
But he's great. And now we're going to listen to another one records you brought in, which is Loreno Amps,
or whatever. I heard about this band a couple of years ago because they supported good friends of ours, Breaks.
They did?
And I think Alex White just told me, he said, oh, the bloody ace cock.
Yeah, he did.
And that was it. So they're kind of like alt country stuff, but the second album we reviewed a couple of months ago, they've taken one of the tracks off that album and turned it into an EP with three of the songs. So we haven't reviewed it in this issue with stuff, but it is really good, and we think it deserves some exposure and stuff. So this is Loreno Alps, and the song is
The Standoff.
The Standoff, yeah.
Squeeze me and please me, just don't dare you tease me, girl. I got my pride. You love me and hug me, just don't dare you bug me, girl. I got my pride. You squeeze me and please me, just don't dare you tease me, girl. I got my You sex me, caress me, just don't dare you vex me, girl. I got my bride. And when I get inside, the things you will confide. You love me and hug me, just don't dare you bug me, girl. I got my bride. Own me and bone
Oh. Hey, Damien. You got a phone call. Is it from the tax?
Okay. Yeah, that was 4 minutes of fun, wasn't it?
It was 4 minutes of fun. Then all of a sudden, I thought you were getting rung up by the tax office to say, oi, stop playing that Lorena Lamps album, because it's not out yet, and we can't tax you for it, kind of thing. But anyway... But
yeah, the Standoff EP is available now, Lorena Lamps. I think it's LorenaLamps.com. Give them your money.
Now, we're going to finish off part two with one of our favourite bands. Because it's our fifth anniversary, we thought, bugger it. We're going to play the Hospital Bombers, who are one of Holland's major acts. The reason we're playing them now is in the next Shedcast stroke while I'm listening, I'm going to get the Hospital Bombers drummer in, Mark, and Abby Kim's drummer, or ex-Abby Kim's drummer, Marcel, to talk about their new project, which is Spilled Milk. But hey, let's line this, that beautiful conceit up with this wonderful track from Hospital Bombers, which is called Jack Off.
Thank you.
Well, there you go. That was Hospital Bombers. That was the end of part two. Believe it or not, there's three parts this month. Oh, thanks, Jamie. He's passing over the recording thing. He's gone. He's disappeared. I don't know what he's doing. I think he's after the cheese cubes. But we'll catch you in part three with some more wondrous sounds. I'll see you in a minute.
They're all out of cheese!
Oh, no. What do I do now?
I need cheese!
Yeah, no, but how do I turn this off? Don't ask about your bloody cheese. Just turn this off. What do you do?
Press stop. Hmm.